session number 21104, reel 6.
Roy Hubbard, reel 6. Okay. So when he said that about helping yourselves, what did you get? What did you go and help yourself to?
Well, I didn't help but I knew what he meant.
Yeah.
Yeah. But you don't do it, do you? Mm. You don't do it. No way. Mm. You don't do it.
Did you get a break, a rest of some sort after the Reichfeld?
No. No. We didn't. Where did we meet them? We got to the Rhine.
Whereabouts did you get to the Rhine?
We went along the banking of the Rhine, this side. Mm-hmm. We went across up, because on the other side of the Rhine was a place called Wesel. Uh-huh. V-E double S E L, Wesel. W E double S E L. But it's pronounced Wesel, isn't it? And the first commando and the Middlesex regiment were going to make the crossing. So the machine guns and mortars, the 25 pounders and the 75 pounders all went down there. And we shelled, machine gun, mortared Wesel while they were crossing. They went there.
Yeah. So how were they crossing it? On a bridge?
In Buffaloes.
Buffaloes.
Yeah. And then when they made the crossing, and they're all gone across, like, you know, and they were bustling over there. We went back along the Rhine, and we crossed at Exanton. Then we, after we'd crossed, got the other side of the Rhine, we had to turn right, because the gliders and the paratroopers had landed on the other side of the Rhine at a place behind a place called Haminkel. Mm-hmm. And we had to get to them. But they took a pasting by the time we got there.
Really?
Yeah.
Where were they? Were they pinned down?
They were, because they dropped beyond the town, you see. Well, we went through the town like cutting butter through it. Like an eye couldn't have butted through. And we went through Haminkel like nothing. And we took a lot of casualties there and all. But then poor devil, oh my God, it made you sick when you were, made you sick.
Really?
Yeah.
What had happened? Tell me.
Oh, they took a terrible pounding they had. Terrible. They lay everywhere. Mm. Everywhere. They lay. Well, the other drop them, I don't know. But they are. That was terrible. And
what
then
effect did that have on you at the time?
None.
None at all?
None.
No. It affects you more now, you can understand.
No, it doesn't affect me now, really.
No.
No, it doesn't affect me. No. No, it doesn't affect me now. In fact, it never has. It
didn't at the time?
No.
Because some people it must have affected at the time.
Oh, yeah. I mean, some went bomb happy. I remember a friend of mine, he jumped out his search engine room. This was in Normandy. We were getting these, what they call moaning minis coming down on us. My God, you know, that's such a racket in your mind. And he got up at his switch engine and just ran. But he ran towards the Jerry's, you know. Mm. But what happened to him, I don't know. Never do. But that, I mean, cup. It was nearly as bad. Well, it couldn't have been as bad as Arnhem because there weren't so many of them dropped, but they took a pounding. Mm. Yeah.
So when you got there, what was your job then, were you?
Sort the Jerry's out, keep chasing the Jerry's. And
the Jerry's were on the move then.
Oh, they got. You see, they were on their own ground. On their own ground. And I've got a book, and it's called No Triumphant Procession. And it's the battle after the Rhine. Because what the thought was, that the Americans were going to go for Berlin. So all the correspondents went over there. Yeah. They weren't with us. And he fought for every hamlet, every village, the biggest, Wrentham, I remember Wrentham. Oh, there were loads of them. Everywhere was fortified. Mm. Even the villages and everything were fortified.
Because, I mean, you'd come up through France and Holland and so on, where you'd been the local people, you were liberating.
That's right.
Suddenly you're in a country where you're becoming the occupying power.
Yeah, the enemy.
Yeah. What was their attitude? Did that make a big difference to
you? Oh, they fought like hell.
Even the civilians?
Oh, yeah. But they used to wait until... You can switch this on. Hmm? You can switch this off.
No, you tell me. No,
I'm talking about us. Mm. Nobody else.
Right.
We go and we had a Don Mitchell, an interpreter with us. Dutch he was. And the fighter... And everything, a hamlet, village, whatever, until they knew they'd had it. Then they'd come out with a white flag. Women and kids, squaddies, Laura. A white flag. And we used to tell the interpreter to tell them the women and children could go through us. And the men were told to either go back and fight or die where they were. That's true. Yeah. Yes.
What did they do?
They always went back.
Right.
Then we call the crocodiles up at the old Churchill flamethrower and give them a good soaking with that. Then we go on to the next. But Wrentham was the worst. That, oh dear.
Why was that worse?
I don't know. It was a bit bigger.
Right.
A bit bigger place. Wrentham was. A bit bigger. And it was like that all the way. All the way. And then the 52nd Lowland had to be in, landed at Ostend in October 44. Now they come up and they were supposed to take Bremen. We were supposed to go straight up the Autobahn and head for Hamburg. That's where we were supposed to go. But we've got diversity, didn't we? You've got to go across the Autobahn. Because you didn't take any notice of roads or all that. You've got to go and out to Bremen. So I went across there. And we took Bremen. And after we'd taken Bremen, we came back. Onto the Autobahn. Went straight up to Hamburg And as you're coming into Hamburg, Hamburg's in a hollow like that. Hollow. Mm-hmm. We were on top. Machine guns ready again, ready to go and attack, you know what I mean? And then we saw this big black car coming up with the blemish plastic get sheet. Well, it stopped on the road, officer went to it. So he let him fill our lines, you see. Well, it filtered down that Hamburg was going to be an open city. So we thought, yeah, fair enough, terrible. I'd rather have fought for it. But anyway, it was going to be an open city. So then what happened? We spent about 3 days before we actually went in, cleaning brain gun carriers, cleaning lorries, painting nuts and bolts with a white centre and a red outside. You know what I mean, don't you? The right bullet were. God almighty.
So who was in that car?
I don't know. It must have been the it must have been the German R command.
Right.
Must have been. Yeah. Couldn't have been anybody else. Anyway, we went in, and the civilians were told not to show the faces, and there was German policemen about every 50 yards. Down the road as we went in, and we stopped at the Atlantic Hotel, which is on the far end of the bay, and that had been the German headquarters. So the first thing I did, I went running straight up the blasted stairs, right up the top, and I cut that flag down.
Nazi flag.
Yep, I cut that down. And I had that here for donkey years. And I mean, I never wanted it, you know what I mean? Mm. It wrapped up upstairs. And after my wife passed away, I went and looked for it. No, I found a swastika like that. We could have two on it, so you see. So I said to our mate, "Do you know what about it?" "Yeah, mum chopped it up, she hated it."
But still, you cut it down from Atlantic.
Yeah, but I wanted it.
Yeah.
I got it here. Yeah. And my wife went and chopped it up.
Well, it's an upsetting symbol.
Not to me, it ain't.
No.
And after that, after we took Hamburg, there were 8 of us left out of our company.
8 out of
100? Out of the original blokes that landed, there was 8 of us.
Out of about 130.
Yeah. Yeah. And I got a photograph of them there with me sitting down in Hamburg with a jeep at the back of us. I'm going to have it in last, blow it. I keep saying I will. And you know, Gav, I can't name one of them. Honestly.
But you remember them?
Yeah.
You remember their faces, you remember the way they talked. So what was state was the Atlantic Hotel in?
I mean, well, that were all right.
Yeah.
But I don't want... The rest of it... But we went and stayed on the outskirts. Which were all right, like, you know, nice houses, beautiful houses, set in squares with trees and grass, you know, beautiful. But, very enjoyable it was.
Why was it enjoyable?
Well, what was available for a, how old were I?
21.
Right, 21.
Wine, women, and the song, was it?
Yep. But you have to be careful.
Why did you, what did you have to be careful about?
Well, disease and one thing or another.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What was the girl's attitude to you? Because, I mean, you were invaders, weren't you?
Ah, but they wanted what we got, which were food. I've seen them in our dustbins. Taking potato peelings out.
They were that hungry then?
Yeah.
Yeah. So what could you buy for a packet of cigarettes then?
Anything you want. A packet, did you say? Mm. What, how many? 20? Mm. Oh. Oh dear. Well, you could live for a month.
So you were wealthy, young man?
Well, I never... I'm not like that. I can't... To me, like that is cold. Mm. No way, don't want to know.
No.
Don't want to know, love.
Yeah.
Not interested at all. But if something fancies me, then I'll fancy that. That's different.
Yeah. But I mean, a lot of the men, the boys, I'd say boys, young men.
I mean, cold blooded, I can. On a plate, never. Mm. Never. No way.
Yeah.
I've always been like it.
But a lot of the other soldiers could.
Oh, yeah.
Make use of what was on offer.
Yeah, sure.
Right.
Yeah.
What about other things? I mean, was there booze? Was there
plenty of booze.
Snaps.
Plenty of snaps. Mm. And then...
So did you go out on the town, or did you get some...
Well, we didn't.
Bring it back?
We were in Hamburg about probably a week, 10 days. And then you've got to go north towards the Danish border. So we went to a place called Heide, north of Hamburg. And we had to set up 2 Remington carriers like that across the road. And up there was one mass of Jerris, because it's like a peninsula, isn't it? Into Denmark. You know what I mean, don't you? It's like just like a peninsula. And up there, it was a sea of Jerris. And we set these 2 Remington carriers up like that. And they were to come through one at a time. We had to search them, take their arms off them. And we got a pub on the corner. But mind you, there were no air in it, you know. But that's where we lived, like, and cooked and ate and, you know. I said to the officer, I said, hey, De Gay is anywhere. I said, are we going to be like this all the while? One at a time? He said, yes, yeah. I said, we should never get on. You know. Well, that's how it's got to be. Oh, my God, women and all.
So these were German soldiers on various vehicles or
walking.
And where did they come from? I mean,
they've been pushed up there. That's where they've gone.
Pushed up, right.
Get out of the road.
That's where they'd ended up. Right. So they were all.
All
the different bits of.
The there were thousands of them.
Right. What was their attitude?
Oh, very southern. Yeah, very, very. You got some that were a little bit not good enough to spit in your face, but they come off worst, I'm afraid.
What did you do?
Well, we knocked them about a bit. And enjoyed it. And I said to our mates, I said, at night time, we used to let them come through. Get them through, you know, as many as you could. But we didn't want the job. We wanted to get away and enjoy ourselves.
So you could imagine yourself being there for a long time.
Yeah, could have been there till now.
Yeah.
Yeah. But no, it told me it's like blooming thousands.
So if there was a soldier coming through who upset you, how would he upset you?
Boy, how he looked at me.
Right.
If he upset me, he got one.
What, you hit him or?
Yeah. Boy.
Was it all privates or NCOs or officers?
I had this officer coming through. Is this off now?
No, it's on.
Because we got up to Mortritz after the war than during the war, I'll tell you. But you won't want to know about that.
Oh, I don't know. I'd like to know. Tell me about this officer.
Tall he was. And he got this beautiful... I'm not kidding, you've never seen a blooming lamb's wool jacket like it. Ooh, and he got the doings up, you know. He comes through. Ooh, I said, come on. Because by then I was an old sweat.
You're a veteran, weren't you?
Oh, no. You wouldn't believe it, would you?
21 and you're a veteran.
I was an old sweat, And I said, I'm having him. So I took him in there where we slept. I said, back down there. Cloak like, you know. Nine, I said, break it. And he took it off. I said, now get out. Well, I'll tell you what, I'll put it on, it come down to my feet. But I chopped it off. It was a cracker. I ought to have brought that home. But I didn't have sold it, didn't I? I sold it on the black market.
Yeah. So
what did you feel, I mean, being able to have such power over even German officers all of a sudden, such power in your hands? Well, we had one. Well, nothing really. But one, I'm talking after the war now. How do you want this on? We went to Goslar in the Arts Mountains. Mm-hmm. No, we didn't. We had to go down to Essen and relieve the Americans. And we got two DP camps down there. One with the Russians in, and one with the Poles in. And these Russians were coming out at night, and our blokes were guarding them. And they were coming out at night, murdering and pillaging. So we had to go out at night on patrol. And if you caught them, you know, you blasted them. And I blasted quite a few. But there were. There were pillaging and raping. Oh, they were a blooming hole there somewhere. But that switches off now. What I'm going to tell you now.
Yeah, you tell me on the table. Go on.
No way. No way.
No?
No.
We'll go back to Hamburg. I can't relay information. It has to come from you. It's no good telling me. I'll tell the tape.
Mind you, if it's the truth, it don't matter, do it?
No. It's a long time ago now. No one's going to come after
you. In essence, what we wanted was the SS, you know, under the arm job. And there was a curfew on, middle of June. All windows shut, everything. Window open, machine gun, bum, bum, bum. And then it was boarded up. Well, that would be worse than windows. And they knew what we were after. We wanted assessment. And the guard, we were stationed in a brewery in a place called Bruckmannstrasse in Altenessen, down near the coal mine. And RCO was sent down to Belgium for everything you could make beer with. And the brewmaster was still there, you see. So he had him brew ale for us. Oh, beautiful. Yes, good. Some real beer. And we used to go out at night, blacked up, just as running pumps on, shirt, and his cap comfort on, and I had my schmeiser, and we used to go stroll in the streets, you know. That, I loved it. And but we down quite a few of these Russians and Poles. I think they did get the message in the finish. Mm. I think they did, yeah.
I'm did sure. You find any SS?
Yeah. But
where were they?
Well, on the guard, the bloke at the entrance to the brewery, there was always a guard on there. I didn't have to do a guard. Because our company commander, Major Walker, got wounded at Stogenbosch. I ain't told you about Stogenbosch.
No,
that's a separate battle, Larry. Uh-huh. Stogenbosch, Roermond, Venlo, the things you forget.
Yeah, well, we'll do that in a minute, yeah. So tell me about the SS you were hunting.
Well, there'd be a woman walk by, or a fella. And he put a note in the guard's hand. So and so, flat. So and so. No, you're not going to like this. We just look at it. We have to go. We never used to make a flight entrance, we used to kick the door in straight away. Grab the fella, lift it up. If it were there, or if it got cigarette burns, we got him. And he went straight out the window. That's what we did. I'm sorry. We were terrible, weren't we?
The SS had that reputation.
We hated them. Mm.
Mm.
Yep. Yeah, straight out of the window.
They were the ones you hated, yeah.
That's right. Mm. Oh, yeah. Mm. I mean, the others weren't so bad. And the paratroopers were good as well.
Mm.
They were all right.
Because in a sense, I mean, most German soldiers were just like you, weren't they?
The paratroopers were all right. They were all right. They were good soldiers. They were definitely good troops. They were good, definitely. Because we have the 10th Parachute Regiment in front of us all the way through the rice field. And they were brilliant. They were.
Yeah, I suppose you can respect a soldier.
I respect them. But then, watch it, no way. No, I got no respect at all. They're dirt to me. They were.
Okay. Roy Hubbard, end of reel 6.